This podcast replay is brought to you by HialeahParkCasino.com. From the loosest slots in the state to one of the most comfortable poker rooms in South Florida, enjoy their smoke-free casino at HialeahParkCasino.com.
In music history, producer-songwriter Jim Steinem, most famous for his work on Meat Loaf's best-selling album Bat Outta Hell, died at the age of 73. His most successful charting singles include Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart, Air Supply's Making Love Out of Nothing at All, Meat Loaf's I'll Do Anything for Love, and the Sisters of Mercy, The Corrosion. Wow. I did not know Jim Steinem was there for the Sisters of Mercy. This Corrosion, I love it. I'm a Sisters of Mercy fan. I know most of you are like, what is Dominion? What are you talking about? Anyway, what else do we have? In 2014, on this date, the White House refused to comment on a campaign to deport Justin Bieber from the U.S. Around 275,000 people had signed a petition on its website calling for the Canadian singer to be removed from the country. I remember that. That was funny. It was really funny. Anyway. In 98, Robbie Williams started a two-week run on the UK album charts with his debut solo album, Life Through a Lens. The album spent a total of 218 weeks on the UK charts with a sale of 2.4 million albums. It's crazy. In 97, on this date, Michael Jackson, attending an unveiling of a wax statue of himself at the Gervin Museum of Wax in Paris, France, Jackson provided one of his own outfits to dress the figure. In 1980, on this date, Blondie went to number one on the U.S. singles charts with Call Me, which was featured in the Richard Gere movie, American Gigolo. So there you go, a little music history.